Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour, or Free American Show. We've got 2 hours. And I want to welcome my guest, Dr. Jake Wade, the creator of the Little Red Schoolhouse and author of books, and we'll be talking about those books now. Hi, Jake. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me all right, Jake?
Yes, sir.
All right. Jake, give me a little bit of your background. And how'd you get into schoolhouse business?
I had children in the public school system and went to a parent's opening where the parent was allowed to sit in a classroom and realized that our children were not being taught, that they were being primed for something else. And so I began to teach in the school system because they said, well, come help us fix it. And I found out that there were many things I couldn't teach, Constitution, Bible, patriotism, that sort of thing. So I decided that maybe our own people needed an alternative and that we had been duped. And I was actually embarrassed at the time I did this because I thought I was intelligent and hadn't seen it. But we buy into, well, you know, it's what's there and it's been there a long time and it must be all right because it hasn't burned up. But what we were doing was misleading, actually abusing generation after generation of young people in an educational system. So I said, it seems to me that it would be nice if we went back to the old days when there was community, and the Little Red Schoolhouse then and ours are now based on the idea that family is really paramount, and that if Johnny comes to school, it's because he wanted his dad wanted him to learn something, and he was too busy at the time because he was planting seed. And so he sent him to learn what dad or mom couldn't teach him at home because of time constraints. But then when Johnny had to help his dad bale the hay or yield the crop, they let them out. And it could be for months before they came back. The Little Red Schoolhouse augmented home teaching. And that's what we have aimed back at. And it has been fought against because it would take the public school system out of business. That's basically what we got into. I found out that we could not use public school teachers because they are certified to a system that doesn't work. So we started.
Hold on, we're
going to
take a break. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back and talk about education and alternatives. You're listening to the Free American, Clay Douglas, and if you want to call in, let's do that on Republic's 800 number.
Yeah. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back, and my guest is Dr. Jake Wade. I just I'm still reoriented a little bit, Jake. I'm used to doing my show an hour from now, but actually 2 hours from now, and so I'm having trouble waking up that hour earlier than I am. But I just started going through my email, and I found something very disturbing that the people need to know about, because the phones need to be ringing off the hooks at the NRA. I've just gone to the NRA website, and I've always been a supporter of the NRA, member of the NRA, because I thought they were defenders of our Second Amendment rights. But I no longer feel that. Really, really disturbing to me. They've got a listing here of the presidential candidates. They say presidential candidates ask for NRA support. But Jake, they don't have Ron Paul listed at all. like the invisible man here. Is that pretty incredible?
Everybody's trying to hide him.
They are. They are trying to hide him, man. The NRA, I mean, they're trying to hide the one candidate that wants to support the Constitution, that wants to support the Bill of Rights against this communistic, fascistic, whatever this New World Order scheme is. And it looks to me to be a combination of both communism and fascism.
Amen.
And dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to give you a different scale. There's fascism on the left, fascism on the right, communism on the left. That's a lie. That's a false scale. They're teaching, they're trying to change the language. They're trying to build a false reality.
Well, our school system has taught us that democracy is a right way of life, and we know that that leads to socialism and dictatorship. It has never been republic. Republic is the right way to run a government.
That's right. And Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers, referred to democracy as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Right.
And he even defines republic as a sheep being well armed.
Amen.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I'm certainly pro-Christian. I'm not, but I'm not very pro-church. You know, I believe the teachings of Jesus because I believe Jesus was the first rebel that solved a problem that we've got today. How do you fight evil without becoming evil?
Yeah. Well, if the church was truly the biblical church, then I would support it myself, but I don't.
Have you had a chance to read this issue of the Free American that you got down there in Austin?
Well, I actually did a little more than that in two of our schools. That's what we taught yesterday in our schools all day long. We taught your bit on the Rothschild. We're looking forward to part two. We did the Bush history, the whole thing. We taught your magazine yesterday for 5 hours in school.
I met with my sons. I went up to Colorado and met with my sons for Thanksgiving and talked to my younger son. You know, they're pretty much they're out of college now. They're working, but he asked me. He said, "Son," he said, "Dad, what?" He said, "Ron Paul is getting a lot of support in colleges, and he knows that Ron Paul was a subscriber of mine for about 6 years." And he said, "Colleges are, this information needs to get to colleges." I said, "Well, son, that's what I would like to do. I would like to travel around the country. It's one of the reasons I got this fifth wheel. I'd like to be able to travel around the country and talk at the colleges and go to the colleges." And he said, "What would you say, son?" And I said, I basically told him, exactly what we're talking about. I said, I would tell him, that our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets over the English Empire. They fought the central bank. They did not want a central bank here because they knew it was one of the ten, would become one of the ten planks of communism, along with the IRS, a graduated, heavily progressive graduated income tax.
We taught all that yesterday, by the way.
What's that?
We taught all that in school yesterday.
I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. And you've been, I've had a hard time getting a grasp, Jake, on why they would be, why have they tried to kill me? Why have they tried to ruin me? Why have they tried to destroy me? I'm just an old biker from Texas, you know?
Right. Well, they arrested yesterday. They messed up our phone system in two places. They arrested one of my people yesterday. My right-hand man has now been accused of all kinds of bad things. And that's being put out in the county. They are trying very hard to get us out, all the way out of the county, and all they did was stir up this old lion. My teeth are showing now.
They arrested one of your men. They've tried to do that to us too. They arrested some young guy, and with a wife and a little child in Socorro, and they offered him a deal. They said if you go out there to Bingham and set up a meth lab, you know, we'll let you go. And he called us and told us. And we called up the sheriff's department. I said, you want to come out and, you know, check out Bingham? Your officers are welcome here anytime. You know, you don't even have to have a warrant. Come out. You know, we don't do anything wrong here.
We've
and
done the
they
same
went
thing.
Back,
we invited
busted
them.
The young man for telling us. And charged him with endangering an officer's life.
Oh, that's reaching. Well, they did the same thing to us. They said, we're going to come out here and do this and that, and they have never showed up. So I told them, you know, come on, bring it. I'll meet you in the parking lot. We'll give you a tour. Come see what we do. We are graduating children that you threw away.
I came up with an answer. I mean, I've lived out here in Bingham for 10 years. But if I go to the nearest town, Socorro, to put out this issue of the magazine, the bar, the feed store, the water store will not allow me to put the magazines out there to give away for free. That's not so.
The local papers here will not publish anything I write. I've written editorials. I've written for the Minister's Forum. They lose the copy some way or another every single time. Oh, well, we lost it.
You know, I had on, day before yesterday, I had on Ted Gunderson, former director of the FBI out of the Los Angeles office. Been with the FBI for 24 years. Investigated a lot of the major cases out there in L.A. And I said, you know, Ted, you and I both took an oath. I mean, I'm an old biker, but I took an oath at 17 years old to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, every soldier out there has taken an oath to do the same thing. Every police officer out there has taken an oath to do the same thing. And every politician has taken an oath to do the same thing.
Right.
Why is there any separation between us? Why am I listed on the ADL's armed and dangerous as doing something, you know, because, why? Because we wanted to start the militias in this country to defend ourselves against rogue elements of the government. That doesn't make us anti-government. That makes us pro-government.
The prime objective of our government, according to the Constitution, is to protect our rights from anybody outside or inside. That's the prime objective.
That's right. Defend our borders is the one thing they're supposed to do.
Right.
And they kind of failed at that by to the tune of, what, 22, 23, 24 million?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting when a small group here, Chris Simcox, another friend of mine that I met and had on the show, he formed the Minutemen. And got a bunch of old retired police officers and soldiers to, and their wives to go sit in lawn chairs with a cell phone and report illegal aliens. They started referring to them as vigilantes. My God. All right.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Jake Wade is my guest here. Yeah, it's so the schools basically have become indoctrination centers to teach children how to get up in the morning and report for work in the labor camps.
That's it.
They haven't taught us. They're not teaching them critical thinking. And I wondered about this, Jake. You and I are pretty close to the same age, I think. When we were in school, we learned that communism was bad, that the Soviet Union was bad. We learned about the Cold War. But they never taught us what communism was, did they?
It was one of those forbidden subjects.
If we fought a Cold War for 40 years, and against an enemy like the Soviet Union, who, that's right, that was only and the aftermath of the atomic bomb. That was only after our spies here, Rosenberg, gave the atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. After they were, after they'd killed 50 million of their own citizens, they became our partners, our partners against fascism. Uncle Joe Stalin is how Roosevelt referred to him. And here's a murderer that killed 50 million people, a few more than 6 million. And somehow they were our partners, and they were okay, and we wouldn't let our generals go into Russia and take them out after World War II.
That's right. Can I take that a step further?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Dennis Cuddy wrote a book, and it almost got him killed, that lines up the NEA, National Education Association. I'm going to be very politically incorrect. With the communist plan for this country. And it is shocking if anybody ever read that. All the people that are honest to goodness teachers need to read that, because the National Education Association is pledged to carry out the communist takeover of this country.
That's in writing.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, when you look at the 10 planks on the Communist Manifesto, 10 planks of the Communist Party, it tells you right there. I mean, every plank on the Communist Party Manifesto is intact in America now.
Mm-hmm.
Please talk about that.
Well, let me just be pragmatic for a moment and step back and look at what we have. We have in the public arena of education a standardized test that says everybody should fit into this little box, and we're going to teach you to take one test, and then we're going to put you in the federal workforce where we think you belong. That's the way we have it right now. We have in Oregon and Massachusetts, and I think it's one of the central states, a questionnaire presented to 5- and 6-year-olds that ask, are your parents doing drugs? How many guns do they have in their home? How often do they argue? This is of a 5- or 6-year-old that should be taking a nap. Our government has standardized to the point there is no offer of individuality or individual thinking. How dare our young people learn how to think for themselves?
You know, it's interesting. When I was in the U.S. Army, I wanted to go into Officers Candidate School. And I sat down with a bunch of other recruits and took a test. And a few days later, I found out that I had been turned down for Officers Candidate School. And I was pretty much outraged. I went into this testing.
I know you didn't flunk the test.
Well, that's what I asked. I told the trainer there. I said, you know what? I've never failed a test. I want to know what happened here. I want to know what's going on here. And I was told, no, you didn't fail the test. You scored so high on the test that your IQ is so high that they're afraid that you will not follow orders. They say you will question orders. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come right back here. If you want to call in, the number's 800-313-9443. My guest is Dr. Jake Wade.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right. We're back with Dr. Jake Wade, Little Red Schoolhouse creator. You've written some books. I haven't got a chance to read them yet, Jake. My apologies on that. But tell me a little bit about those books, because you said you had come up with a similar suggestion to my Liberty Village concept.
It's as if we collaborated, which we didn't. I wrote the book I wrote before the current one was called Sold Out, which deals with the education problem and that we have sold out our children and their futures, and it deals very heavily with the education problem. This book that we're talking about, What If, is it refers back to a time when you and I were kids, or even before that the United States was really a light to the world, and we were a powerful nation because, A, we stayed out of everybody else's business, and we were at least a remnant of a republic. And there was a biblical base to much of our society, and we have managed to kick out prayer in school and tried to take the commandments off the walls of the judicial process. Of course, it doesn't help them now anyway, but The book is really taken as a takeoff of the book of Ezekiel in the Bible, and Ezekiel spends half of his dissertation in his writings explaining the situation of the world at that time and the world to come and why they were in so much trouble. And it just it flags the United States of America as we are now. And the thing that I have done in this book, which is not a doomsday book, which is normally put out, there's solutions. The last two chapters are solutions for how to handle this problem. One of them is that we got to reeducate our young people and hopefully their parents that there is a truth, that this country still has a chance. You mentioned Ron Paul. We need to get decent leadership because what we have now is selling us down the river. And I truly believe you and I both are personally acquainted with Ron Paul, know that he is the real thing. And we need to go a step further than that. We need to get him some support. And you and I are pretty good-sized fellows. We need to get a couple of more 6'4", 6'5", 250-pound dudes out there to stand at his back so we can keep him in long enough to help us.
Can you believe that the National Rifle Association failed to put his name or his picture on their website?
They've sold out. They've sold out.
That just blows me away. Every NRA member ought to be up in arms calling. If you're a member of the NRA, you need to call NRA and tell them what you think about their ignoring the number one Republican candidate for president.
Well, let me just throw this out, and then I'll go back to the book. But let me take us back to Madeleine Murray O'Hare. If there is an atrocity being perpetrated, we can't sit back and say one stupid woman got prayer out of school because, let's see, where were all the Christians? Where were the so-called Bible beaters and prayer mongers when she was doing this? If we want to keep Ron Paul out there, if this is such an atrocity by the NRA and everybody else, then all of us who believe in America and believe that this leadership will help us need to get out there and be heard.
There's a website, collected over 72,000 votes from people in countries all over the world, and the vast majority would elect Ron Paul if they had the opportunity to influence the 2008 presidential elections.
We need to let people know he's there.
Well, one of my plans was to put a poster of Ron Paul on the back of my fifth wheel and the sides of my fifth wheel, along with the Free American logo, saying that we endorse Ron Paul for this.
We've ordered signs for all of our vehicles. It's the way we're going to get him in there, is that people need to know who he is. If they ever find out who he is, how can they refute what he presents?
Well, you knew my friend Charles Collins, who ran for president in the Republican Party in 1996.
Right.
And every time he got up to tell people that we could buy back the Federal Reserve and wipe out a $9 trillion debt now, and $6 trillion back then, they turned the cameras off, and every cameraman took a cigarette break.
Where is he in the news coverage? Where is he in the newspaper list of candidates? He's as viable as anybody we've ever had, and yet he is obviously absent from their list.
That's right. They cannot, the debates for Ron Paul, his showing in the debates on television. I mean, he just outstripped every other candidate. He's the only one that's making sense. He's the only one that's saying, bring our troops back from Iraq. You want to support the troops? Bring them home.
Well, he has
take them out of that depleted uranium poisoned environment that we've left them in for 6 years.
Well, he has a distinct advantage. He's telling the truth, so he can't be caught in a lie.
That's right. You know, I mean, I told my sons when they were growing up, I said, there's two things I will not tolerate, boys. Anything else, you know, I'll support you to the max. I won't tolerate a liar or a thief. And every one of these other presidential candidates, from John McCain, especially John McCain, to Rudy Giuliani, are damn liars.
Amen.
And, you know, I used to worry, Jake. I used to wonder when I, you know, we'd hear about Castro, we'd hear about, the Cold War, we'd hear about the threats from the Soviet Union with the nuclear missiles down in Cuba. And I guess the Soviet Union is not there anymore, but we're still down there with Guantanamo.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered how could this happen? How could the Russian people allow these communists to come in? How could 50 million of them just go to their deaths, be put to death by their government? And nobody do anything about it. Nobody say anything about it.
I've got an answer. Same thing that's going to happen here, because as long as I have two cars in my driveway, a roof over my head, and I am eating at McDonald's anytime I want to, please don't upset my apple cart and tell me that I could lose this. We're asleep.
And we're sound asleep. I mean, my explanation is that they've refined the art of slavery to the point the slaves don't know they're slaves anymore.
Amen.
Because I can go get my pickup truck and go down to get a beer right now. I'm not a slave.
Right. Of course, they're up to their nose in credit card debt, their own welfare. The government can peek in their window and tell them that they can't do what they're doing, even though it's in the privacy of their home, but they're not slaves.
Yeah, I guess nobody in America today, because of the school systems, and of course that's it. You know, they don't stop to think that during colonial days, you know, during the period when you know, the big plantations employed all the black workers, they were well fed. They were taken care of. They had health care. I mean, if they got sick, the plantation owners got them to a doctor and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Social Security. They were taught. You know, they were taught right there on the plantations on how to read and write, so they could do whatever jobs they had for them. And they could even go to church on Sunday. They could do anything they pretty much wanted to, as long as they worked for the plantation.
Right. The slavery
but they were still
we have
slaves.
Now, the slavery we have now is worse. My right-hand man yesterday evening was taken into custody at his home without presentation of warrant. They didn't read him his rights. They didn't even tell him why they were handcuffing him, and they carried him off to jail. That sounds like slavery to me.
Well, I certainly... You know, one of the things they're doing, this whole Patriot Act, if you're charged with being a terrorist, you don't have any right to counsel. You don't have any right to habeas corpus.
Right.
Is that that's basically what's happened to your man, right?
Oh yeah. In fact, the information's being put out that he's guilty, and he hasn't even been charged with anything.
What are they saying in the paper that he's charged with?
Child molestation. Of course, he worked at my school, so they're trying to take the school down. It's really not about him. It's about they don't want the school in their county.
And you had trouble. You were going to do an upper grade school, a college, and you had problems with that, didn't you?
8.5 years we were in the courts until the Texas Supreme Court said we were right and sent the state home, except nobody knows about it. We have a plaque hanging on the wall that says we won, but it didn't even get the last page in the newspaper.
You know, the in the last issue of the Free American, before I had the road to Texas, the superhighway that they're building through Texas, on the cover. And I said on the cover of that magazine that I had Goodbye America. I had the story of the Bolshevik Revolution and how it is happening here with the North American community.
That's right.
Now they're not. They've taken all pretenses. They started calling it the North American community when the Council on Foreign Relations suggested we needed to expand our borders, not protect them. We need to send our border patrol up to the far reaches of Canada and all the way down to the jungles of Yucatan to protect those borders, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've pretty much all the camouflage has been stripped off, and they call it the North American Union now. They didn't mm-hmm. call it that because they were afraid that we might associate with the European Union and the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly what it is, regionalization of government with the people that pull the strings somewhere else, not in your country, not in the Ukraine, where they killed 10 million Ukrainians and some of the best farmland in the world. They starved them to death.
Well, how are they going to control us? And this is Rothschild's own quote. How are they going to control us until they get control of the money and every part of our economy? And they're almost there.
Well, the Rothschilds said back over 200 years ago, I care not what puppet you put on the throne of the empire on which the sun never sets, as long as I control the money.
That's right.
And Ron Paul is the one person out there, the one politician, the one person running for president that's talking about the inflation scam, about the Federal Reserve private bank being in control of our money. He's
the
one person.
The Federal Reserve's constitutionally illegal.
He's also the only man that's voted for president, but my God, you know, this frightens me too, Jake. Like you said, I've made the offer. I've sent the offer to Ron Paul that I will come there and I will work with him and help him any way I can if he needs me. But he's already got people surrounding him and sifting, I guess, the offers or the information that's coming in. And he has to have that because he's... It's pretty much, too much information for him to process by himself. And too many places he has to be to speak and all that. But they killed Kennedy. They killed Lincoln. They killed Taft. They tried to kill Andy Jackson. So it says right there in this issue of the Free Americans under the Rothschild Doctrine.
Didn't Andrew Jackson bring that out?
What's that?
Didn't Andy Jackson bring that out, that he knew who had come after him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he had it put on his tombstone, I killed the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But the Rothschild say, number four of the Rothschild formula, the ultimate obstacle is a government which declines to finance wars through debt. Although this seldom happens, when it does, it will be necessary to encourage internal political opposition, insurrection, or revolution to replace that government with one that is more compliant to our will. The assassination of heads of state could play an important role in this process. And then they go on to say, no nation can be allowed to remain militarily stronger than its adversaries, for this could lead to peace and a reduction of debt. To accomplish this balance of power, it may be necessary to finance both sides of the conflict unless one of the combatants is hostile to our interests and therefore must be destroyed. Neither side should be allowed a decisive victory or defeat. While we must always proclaim the virtues of peace, the unspoken objective is perpetual war.
Mm-hmm.
And there you have a pretty much description of what happened in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to defeat the Viet Cong. And after 56,000 of my brothers were killed, we were driven out. And, you know, again, we were put in the role of invaders, occupiers, in a foreign country.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a 1-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right. We're back, and we're coming up on our second hour. If you want to... you want to call in and talk to Dr. Jake Wade or me, The number is 800-313-9443. And if you want to teach your neighborhood, if you want to teach your children, if you want to inform your families about what is really happening and who is really behind everything, the this issue of the Free American is the tool that we've got that's available to you. You can subscribe to it. You can order 10 copies. You can order 25 copies. You can order 50 copies, or you can order 100 copies. We've got them in stock. We've got them printed. We've been driving all around the country here, passing them out at truck stops, telling people about Ron Paul, telling people about the situation. And, you know, this is your duty. It's your duty to wake people up on the wall. The Bible called for us to be watchmen on the wall. And, you know, after Waco, we started the Free American after Waco because I said this can't be happening in our country. This can't be happening in America. And what can we do about it? If the government has gone bad, if the government is the one that's running the tanks in on our churches, as they did in Elk, Texas, and that's where, by the way, the Branch Davidians were and had been for 50 years, when the government ran the tanks in on them and killed 17 little children to protect them from a child molester that they had accused and had not found guilty at all. I mean, Jake, it seems, it almost sounds like that's what they're trying to do to you right now.
I have been accused of being the next David Koresh. The difference between me and him, first of all, for those accusers, is that I'll meet you in the parking lot. I won't hide behind the wall.
Well, David Koresh went out jogging every day. If they had the evidence to prove him to be a child molester, they should have picked him up and taken him to court.
That's right. They wanted him wiped out, and along with all of his other people, because they're not mainstream religiosity, they're not mainstream politically correct.
And they were aware of drug dealing that was going on by our presidents, our former presidents at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this last issue, I've got the whole story of Operation Watchtower, that initiated by George Bush, where he used the special forces to go down to build guide towers, radio guide towers, to guide over 100 plane loads of cocaine into Albrook Air Force Base. And that was I ran that in a biker magazine 20 years ago. I got threatened by the CIA then, too.
Yeah. Can I throw out one premise?
Yes, sir.
We teach this in all our schools, that you cannot enslave a well-educated people.
No, you can't. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back. We'll take your call at 800-313-9443. If you want to subscribe to the Free American, if you want to help the Free American, if you want to donate, if you want to be a part of the answer, that's 888-678-1444. I'll give that to you again in a moment.
With recent